Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's make a deal finally happens in Washington, D.C. Is it good or is it bad? We're going to talk about it next as we go live to Washington. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we move from that to the CIA interrogation techniques and the report that Dick Cheney, the former VP, says it is deeply flawed. The Senate report is deeply flawed. And he said just the other day, and I love this, he said it's a load of crap what they're trying to do with this 500-page summary. He says he's not done talking yet. Right from the get-go, we have our pal Jeff Atticott. He's in our virtual green room, terrorism expert. Jeff, thanks for popping on with us. So by now, everybody has kind of chewed apart the what was being said in the report. Of course, there's 6,000 pages. It was a 500-page summary that was released. A lot of what was talked about in there we had already known from years ago. How damaging is this, do you think, to the United States?
Well, we're still in a time of war, and why in the world are we going to release information that can be used as a propaganda tool by radical Islamic extremists to recruit and to incite more violence against Americans is beyond me. And as you indicated, this information is nothing new. It's the same old stuff from a decade ago. This program was stopped by President Bush in 2004, not by President Obama. And, of course, the entire report is slanted. It's not the Senate report. It's the Democrat Senate report. It was written by Democrat staffers who had an agenda. No Republican staffers, no Republican input, no interrogation, no interviews with the interrogators. And it's clearly biased. And then, of course, their conclusions that it gathered no actionable information, essentially, is simply not true. Even Leon Panetta, a Democrat, in his book that he just published, he was, the Secretary of Defense, he said, of course we got actionable information from these techniques. So it's just, it's very predictable because every time there's bad news for President Obama or the Democrat Party, they come out with the same old thing, Gitmo's evil, military commissions are evil, we torture people. And so you can expect with the landslide victory by the Republicans, the Democrat Party has to come out with the same old tired song of torture. And, and the media, of course, picks up on it because they're very upset as well that, that the Republicans have taken control of the House and the Senate, in my opinion.
Yeah, right away on Monday, knowing this, the embassies were put on high alert, especially any of the embassies in the Middle East, and also the Marines who are overseas. And do you think, I hope there isn't, but do you think that's also a big part of this, that it's so, as you said, we're in a time of war, it puts our people in harm's way, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And again, it feeds into the false narrative that, we're a moral equivalent with the bad guys and that we're just the worst country on the face of the earth. And how can any other country ever want to do business with us? Well, other countries that were our allies and cooperated with us that are now being dimed out, not a very good policy if you're trying to build a coalition to do anything because no one trusts us to keep their word or our word.
Yeah, no kidding. And when you say, I like the way you say that, getting dimed out, because there were other countries that helped us with some areas where we could take some of the detainees to try to get that information, right? Some of those so-called secret houses.
Yeah, only three people were waterboarded, and it never happened at Gitmo. It was certain countries in Eastern Europe that, provided us these sites to do these things. And then again, the entire report, if you read the report, they never use the word torture in the report, and yet it's called the torture report. and that's the premise that's false. The techniques that were used were authorized by the Department of Justice, the CIA, right after 9/11, knocked on the door of the Department of Justice, and they said, look, we know that enhanced interrogation techniques work. We've got, you know, some high-value people. It turned out to be just over 100. High-value people, we want to interrogate them, but we don't want to go to jail when this stuff is over because we tortured them. So tell us what techniques we can use. And they came up with these list of techniques. Waterboarding, of course, is considered to be the most severe, and they were approved. The finding was that these techniques did not rise to the level of severe physical or mental pain as defined by the torture convention, as defined in the leading court cases such as Ireland versus United Kingdom that was relied on by the Department of Justice when they developed these standards. So, no, we've never tortured anybody. Now, we've had individuals in their individual capacity that have murdered detainees, tortured detainees, and we prosecute those people. But to say that because we had a couple of individuals that went outside the parameters, that the entire program was one of torture is irresponsible, illogical, and very pedestrian.
Yeah, I don't understand. As you said, a good qualification there. It's enhanced interrogation techniques. And, of course, with all of the lawyers, that was what it was about, making sure, okay, is this going to fit legally so that we don't get ourselves into trouble? And I don't understand, even if this is a partisan thing where the Democrats decide, okay, there's a landslide in these victories in the midterm elections, so we're going to go after this. That's ridiculous when it's pretty black and white, and they can see that for themselves. But as you said, that seems to be kind of the game there. So now we watch what's happening and how this unfolds. And then the question is, the president supposedly really wants to push before he gets out in the next 2 years to close Guantanamo. Is that a smart move, if it's even possible?
Well, you know, the Gitmo detainees have the right to have a federal judge in Washington review their status. And, you know, there's a group of them that have been cleared for release, but the problem is the country where they came from will not take them back, and no other country wants them. That's part of the dilemma. Bush, of course, quote-unquote, rehabilitated, you know, hundreds and hundreds of detainees that he released, and, of course, many of them were not rehabilitated. So my question is, you've got some pointy-headed federal judge in D.C. that says, well, we're going to let these poor little fellows go. I guarantee you a large number of these folks are going to be rejoining the battle. And you know, that's part of the problem of having a federal judge review status of enemy combatants. It's unheard of in any war we've ever been in.
Yeah. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight, as always.
Oh, my pleasure, Kate.
So you heard what Jeff had to say. He made excellent points, as always, in talking about moving forward. And especially when we're talking about these detainees, what do you think is going to happen? They get set loose. And we've talked about that before. The countries where they're from don't want them back. Can you imagine, you know? So massive blowback still from this Senate Intelligence Committee claiming the interrogation techniques were brutal and far worse than the CIA represented to the lawmakers. And you've had the former President Bush come out and say that they knew everything that was happening. Dick Cheney, of course, is irate over it, and he's been speaking out a lot lately, too. And then you have Dianne Feinstein, who says, history will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again. That's what she said on the floor the other day. She says there may never be the right time to release this report, but this report is too important to shelve indefinitely. Too bad they didn't shelve the report indefinitely, because my fear, as I said before, is for what Jeff and I just talked about, the lives of the Americans, frankly, those who are our allies in helping us in this elusive battle against terrorism. They might be scared off, right? The House narrowly approves the spending bill. Legislation now on its way to the Senate, baby. And we're on our way to a conversation with Ellen Ratner around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
On the Hill, all the conversation is about funding the government. We have in our virtual green room with us Ellen Ratner, TRN's Grand Dame. And Ellen, it's been all about the fighting. What is going on there? At first I thought this was going to be smooth sailing, but it's not smooth sailing for the Democrats or for the Republicans.
Well, it isn't. The Democrats are upset, some are, about the issue of what was known as the Dodd-Frank bill. So that has been top of the hit parade, very, very important. The other issues that have come up have been related to not just Dodd-Frank, but to what has been going on with a little grouse. There's a grouse that is due for some protection, but there's some difficulty about that. And then there is the funding of the convention. Because this is, there are many Republicans, a few Democrats, but mainly Republicans that want to increase the amount of money people can give to the party to $3.1 million a couple. Now, this isn't directly the party, it would be between state parties and Senate campaign and House campaign and gubernatorial and all that. But that's certainly been a big issue.
Wow. All right. Not a surprise, though, right? Because have you ever seen partisan
not
politics?
Not a surprise at all.
Yeah, like this so bad. I mean, you've covered Congress for a long time, and the past 3 or 4 years has been really bad.
Very bad. And, you know, it doesn't fit well with the taxpayers about funding these conventions. Of course, it also doesn't fit well to have $3.1 million that some individual can donate. Now they're going to say, well, you know, PACs can't donate that much. No. But what happens is some guy's a lobbyist. He earns, you know, $1 million a year, and he gives $100,000. That's just the cost of doing business.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. The for sure. So we move on from that to the Secretary General of the UN reacting to the torture report. What did the Secretary say?
Well, the Secretary General is very interesting what he said because, you know, they're very tough on a lot of this issue, of these issues. And today they were asked, you know, is there going to be any kind of continuing prosecution? And the spokesperson Secretary General said the Secretary General believes in accountability. This is the beginning of the process. Accountability is key. And holding people accountable, even if they ordered it, there is broad agreement against it in the UN system. It's pretty strong words.
Yeah, very strong words. Absolutely. And by the way, I don't think we're done with this whole report. I think, you know, at least throughout the weekend, we know we're going to hear about that. But I think in even the weeks to come, who knows, it might even cycle back as a couple of questions in 2016 for the people who are running for president. Although I don't know that that'll be the number one thing. But it's going to still hang around, isn't it?
Well, for sure. I mean, we have not seen the end of any of these fights, be it over a grouse or be it over torture.
Yeah. All right. This was shocking to me. Plastics in the world when we're talking about our oceans. It was an insane number, and I'm sure you saw it. What's the scoop on that?
The Guardian came out with a report this morning that talked about five trillion pieces of plastic. They weigh almost 269 tons. They're both in the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. It is part of the ocean is known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It covers an area the equivalent of Texas. And this is, somebody said it's like sailing through plastic soup. There has got to be some change on this, and I know the United Nations will probably weigh in on that as well.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ellen Ratner, have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So talking there about what's going on the Hill, the crisis for the compromise pretty much is what it's being called. It's a fairy tale, I suppose. The House approving the $1.1 trillion in the wide spending, government-wide spending. And that happened late Thursday. President Obama and the Republicans saddled up together to override the Democrats' complaints that the bill would ease the bank regulations imposed after the collapse, the derivative swaps, remember, that really tanked us in 2008. So check out what the vote was, 219 to 206. Still makes it, though, right? Now it's the showdown on the Senate floor, the last major measure of a two-year Congress known really for gridlock than anything else. Not much bipartisan cooperation, so it'd be interesting to go out on that note, I suppose. The White House said its objections to the bank-related proposal were certainly out there, and other portions of the bill, and they released that in a written statement. It doesn't matter. Once it goes through. And the president actually stepped away from the White House Christmas party reception line to make some last-minute calls, because, like I said, 219 to 206, that was it. Boom. So lots of drama. 57 Democrats supported the bill, including two of the top three party leaders, Florida's Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is the chair of the Democratic National Committee. And all that bickering, that was it. It's just boom, in the dust, in the punch bowl, as it were. So now it's the Senate, and I can't imagine there's going to be anything that happens differently with the Senate. Some objections and some that won't go for it, but I think certainly there's going to be enough. Well, I would think there's going to be enough to make this go through. And a very relieved beer-busting speaker, John Boehner, said thank you and Merry Christmas. You know what I'm grateful for is that we don't have to have the drumbeat constantly every night on America Tonight as to the government shutdown nonsense. Because, one, it's overhype, and we know that. However, it still does affect some people. And then the juggling around. Now, the only exception is the Department of Homeland Security, so it won't be funded through September of next year. It's funded only through February 27th. And that's the whole thing, because what will happen is that immigration showdown when there's the new Congress in place, and that promises to be the show in the beginning of the year. This is going to be the one big, I think even bigger than the Affordable Care Act, the big showdown is going to be absolutely over this immigration policy. And it's interesting, the timing, because I think we're going to be in Washington, D.C., America Tonight. We're taking the show on the road for the Supreme Court's oral arguments on Obamacare and a couple of the key areas that are being challenged. And that could happen at the same time that we also see Congress starting mega debates over immigration, because then, you know, there won't be funding for Homeland Security. So all of that would cause that clash. And pretty interesting. So the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corps, by the way, estimates that the fund that backs the multi-employer plan, because this was another part of this, there was a provision in the big bill relating to the multiple employer pension plans. You know, there's been problems with that would allow cuts for current retirees and supporters, and it's part of a way to prevent a collapse of the system that gives retirement income to millions, right? So they say it's a ticking time bomb. Might be like a bomb fire. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corps, as I mentioned, says that the fund that backs the plan is about $42.4 billion short of the money needed to cover benefits for plans that have failed or will fail. Yikes. That's pretty scary, isn't it? So the legislation was very mixed, certainly from unions and the opposition of the AARP, but, you know, it passed, and now it's doing the dance with the Senate. And like I said, I don't see that the Senate is going to stop this. So not a lot of controversy about the spending levels themselves that form most of the bill. It's really over some specific things in it. And the biggest deal is immigration not being funded all the way through, which we knew. And that means that the Department of Homeland Security, so Border Patrol agents, anybody who works for that branch or that organization in the government, they'll be funded through February. But then the conversation starts over what to do at the border. What about the president's executive action? Because that's a funding thing. So you can bet the next couple of months are going to be very, very busy months to make some of what the president wanted in his executive action a reality. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Believe it or not, there's some other crazy things that have happened on the day. We'll get you up to date next here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Here on ATN, starting with this one, how about this? The Department of Justice says that Indian tribes, which they're killing it with the casinos, more and more are opening up, can grow and sell marijuana?
USA! USA! USA!
That's right, USA. How about that? Hey, free enterprise. So what the deal is, as long as they follow, they say, federal conditions laid out for the states that have legalized it, it's okay. It could open some new markets across the country, give rise to a rich new business on reservations, and not unlike the casino gambling, tribes should be able to rake in the do-re-mi. But many tribes oppose legalization. Only a handful have expressed any interest in the business. Of course, when they see what others are raking in, they'll want to do it, too. That was just like gambling. And you've got, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, where they have Indian lands, and it would just apply to them anyway. But here's what's so interesting is what happens if the feds are saying, okay, the Indian tribes can grow marijuana. They can grow and sell it in states where it's not legalized. And what does that mean for the feds? Do they help the Indian tribes protect their families and housing and everything else? Because who's protecting, who's going to protect them if something crazy goes down? So tribal pot could be a hot item. In fact, I think it'll be a major bonanza, just like the casinos. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not, but as long as the tribes say yes to it, you know, then I think people will get pot there because they can legally do that. And certainly they'll be selling it. I don't know. Then there are some people that feel, whoa, we have problems with alcohol abuse and now we're selling pot. But like I said, there's really only three tribes that have said they're interested. California, Washington State, they both are interested tribes there. And somebody in the Midwest is interested in doing it. Because if you look at the Hoopa Valley tribe in Northern California, they've battled illegal pot plantations on the reservation. They say that it's really damaged their environment. In South Dakota, the Ogallala Sioux Tribal Council this year rejected a proposal to allow marijuana. So will they let people do the bong and lift the pipe? Be interesting to watch this whole thing play out. And then, like I said, if some tribes start making serious money, then I think others will jump in on it. Because if you look at Washington, for example, it's a great example. In Washington, there's heavy taxes on recreational marijuana. Well, tribes selling marijuana might not have to be paying the state and local taxes, so that means they would undercut any of the marijuana outside of the tribe. Kind of like the cigarette thing. In New York, a lot of people will go to the Indian reservations, like they'll go to the casino Mohegan Sun, because there they can get cigarettes for so much cheaper. I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch, like I said now a couple of times, how this all goes down. And I think it's a money thing. Show me the money. And if the money starts rolling in, like the casinos, you can bet that there will be many more tribes that will jump on top of this. Would you be surprised to know, as we go from pot to polls, that millionaires are in the bag for Hillary Clinton for 2016 and don't even care about necessarily the politics of it, just want Hillary Clinton? CNBC did a survey. 31% of households with what they call investable assets of at least $1 million would select Clinton for president. 23% of independent millionaires in the survey would vote for Clinton. 5% of Republican millionaires would vote for Clinton. So she had the most votes. Second highest total was Florida Governor Jeb Bush. He had 18%, where Clinton had 27% of male millionaires. So he had 18%, and that's followed by Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey. He got 14%, and then so on all the way down. So pretty interesting. And a lot of these polls that are skewed in different directions, or questions are asked not just about millionaires, but other things related to the economy. You have Hillary Clinton and then Jeb Bush. There's like a big setup for Jeb Bush. He keeps coming up in front of everyone else, for the most part, in various polls where there's a sampling asking questions like economy-based questions or something to do with immigration, perhaps, or, you know, pick the flavor of the month. And his name is heavily featured out there. It's an interesting telltale sign that... and he is interested, but does he really have a shot at getting the nomination? I mean, I would say, you know, no. I would say no. I would have said no, he's not going to get it, because there's so many others that seem to be really grabbing support from all different directions, like Rand Paul. But perhaps Jeb Bush has more strength than I thought. I mean, there are a lot of people that are sort of flexing their muscles for Jeb Bush. And, you know, that whole jokey thing that we've been talking about. Yeah, sure, another Bush and a Clinton, this time running against each other, would be very, very strange. We've been talking about this for days. A major storm smashed into California and the Pacific Northwest on Thursday. Heavy, heavy rains, high winds. One guy was killed. Power was knocked out to thousands of homes. Flights were disrupted. Schools were closed. And it was a nightmare. The San Francisco subway station was shut down through the morning, so rush hour was a no-go because there was a power outage and flooding. The Embarcadero, which is the waterfront, very popular. Anyone who goes there, they go there. They closed it because of flooding. Also, the ferries there were canceled, so they had stranded commuters all over the place. The interstate there, 280 in the East Bay, forget about it, waterlogged. So you had winds, water, and all the things that we predicted would happen. And then a sad thing in Oregon, a man who is homeless was camping with his 18-year-old son along the Pacific Crest Trail in that Ashland area, beautiful area. He was killed on Thursday when wind toppled a tree onto their tent, and it was a huge tree apparently, so they certainly weren't expecting that. And that this is the kind of winds that we knew were going to happen, and this is the kind of things that happen when you get that kind of wind. So the wildfires that we just kept seeing in the foothills and the mudslides and everything else, now because you have these scarred areas by the wildfires, you could see more mudslides. That wouldn't be impossible to see that in the foothills area of Northern California, and the Central Valley was hit too, where they had 4 inches, 5 inches, 6 inches of rain. Meteorologists out there are saying months of rainfall would still be needed to pull the state out of a drought, but it's incredibly helpful to have that much rain coming down, but it still is just a dent in what they need across the entire state. It is the biggest drought-stricken state right now in the United States, and it's certainly one heavy, heavy dump of rain is not going to completely turn everything around. Here's what's interesting. An ad is just an ad until it's on your 7-Eleven receipt, and it's an Obamacare ad. So how do you appeal to people to get health insurance through the affordable health care ways? Because now so many companies are dumping insurance anyway. It's still become a nightmare where the train is absolutely flown off the tracks. So a new way to market it to the general public are these 7-Eleven receipts. So if you get anything through your mobile phone at a 7-Eleven store between now and the end of the enrollment period, which is February 15th, there's going to be an ad on the receipt. So how much are they spending for this? So 7-Eleven has 7,700 stores in the U.S. And the way the receipt is working, it's that pay near me, which you can get at a couple of different places. The receipts come out of that. You know, the other stores use them too, like Ace and Family Dollar. But it's only being applied to 7-Eleven. So every time they get a receipt, that'll be on the back of the receipt. Now, there's a thing called return on investment. And this is taxpayer dollar, by the way, that's being spent for this. So I wonder how many people that see an ad on a receipt from 7-Eleven, I'm just going to go get my donut and my coffee, my big gulp, whatever it is. And we are bombarding 7-Eleven. Well, 7-Eleven's getting the business. Taxpayer money is being dumped into it. What a total waste of money. You know when they have the big pork book that comes out? Oh, this has to be in there. I guarantee it's a heavy chunk of change. And I want to know what the return on the investment is for that. How many people that get a receipt from 7-Eleven are saying, wow, Obamacare, that sounds really good. I need to go and get me some health insurance. See you in a few.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This hour of America tonight, a couple of things. $1.1 trillion spending bill passed the House narrowly. The president ditched out of his Christmas party assembly line for a few minutes to make sure that it was going through. 219 to 206. Now it's booted to the Senate. We'll find out what the Senate will do with all of that. Plus, we also found out that if the Indian tribes want to grow and sell marijuana, have at it, because they have the Department of Justice's blessing, although only a few tribes have expressed interest. Also, we talked to Jeff Atticott at the top of the show, our terrorism expert. He's fabulous. And he says that it's ridiculous because these are all things that we knew before, and it was also stopped. The enhanced interrogation techniques were stopped actually with Bush, but there was an executive action through Obama that I've mentioned also in the beginning of his administration. And then it's a question of what happens with Guantanamo. And here's something else for you to think about as we get near the end of this hour. This Bill Cosby thing is just, I'm telling you folks, it's craziness. And to me, because I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and I can remember as a really little kid watching, hey, 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 it's Fat Albert. Remember he was the voice in that cartoon? And he was all over the tube in the 80s, 90s, and even beyond, because, of course, the Cosby show, that family, the Huxtable family, really just added and put him on the map even more. Now you've got Beverly Johnson, a famous model, who's adding her name to the list, accusing him of drugging her in a meeting at his house in New York in the 80s. So that just adds her to the list. And she said, you know, for a long time I thought it was something that only happened to me and I was somehow responsible. So I kept my secret to myself, believing that it needed to remain in the darkness. Now that all these people have come forward with their nightmare stories, hey, I'm going to join them. I'm going to say what happened. Now, how many times can his attorney, Martin Singer, with a straight face say, you know, these things happened in the past, and he never heard of that woman. He doesn't remember or recall any of that. I mean, the denials are out the yang. Crazy, crazy denials. And she says that what happened was at some initial meetings where Johnson took her child to his brownstone, she was invited back to the house. She was working through acting exercises, including one where she acted drunk in front of the comedian when he asked her to have a drink from his cappuccino machine. She said she knew by the second cup second sip, actually, of the drink that Cosby had given her some kind of drug. She could tell that she was drugged. And then Cosby then asked her to approach him, and then he put his hands around her waist, and, she just completely went limp. She just fell, you know, she was drugged, is what she's saying. And that's it. And, she said she was being yanked down some stairs, and she says she eventually, what she was able to do, she forced him away, and she says she hailed a taxi, and that was it. And then she just talked about how terrible it was, and she even tried to call him, I guess, and his wife answered the phone. So, you know, you don't need to know all the sort of details, I suppose. But the fact that he's got this long line of accusers, I mean, he looks like just such an incredible predator. And so nobody, you know, a lot of people are just, some people are defending him, but a lot of people are dumping away from him, dumping him out of some of the things that he was supposed to be a part of, some opportunities he had, and it's just crazy. I mean, it's like a feeding frenzy with a celebrity anyway. And you know that things like this can come up where someone just throws in, but I'm sorry, that's just too many throwing in on that. It's too bad, too, because, like I said, boy, I can just remember seeing him all over the place. And really, his comedy was pretty funny. And it was a breakthrough comedy, The Huxtables, and that show was huge. I mean, that show was huge. And so, you know, it just makes you wonder. All right, this is a really good nugget, too, that I want you to know about. Time capsules. Raise your hand if you've ever put anything in a time capsule. I put something in a time capsule when I was in California. And it was my reporter's notebook. Of course, my handwriting is so illegible. I was in Pismo Beach. I don't know when they unearth it 100 years from now if they'll have any idea. This must have been an alien who put this book in here, because we certainly can't read what is written on the paper. But a time capsule buried by Samuel Adams and Paul Revere more than two centuries ago was unearthed. That is so cool. In Boston, they say the box-shaped capsule was placed by the two of them in a cornerstone of the Massachusetts State House in 1795. and the current workers were repairing a water leak. They found the box. They found it. They called in somebody from the Museum of Fine Arts there in Boston who spent the part of the day, you know, chipping away at the cornerstone, trying to get it out, and they did. And when they got it out, I mean, that's just wild. I can't imagine you're one of those workers and you find that. How crazy would that be? But like a coin fell out of the time capsule, and there were notes, Paul Revere plate, papers, coins from the 1600s. The Massachusetts Secretary of State, William Galvin, who also headed the state's historical commission, you know, said it could contain other things, and they're expected to be revealed sometime next week because they're X-raying things, and it's so old. And the plaster held the box in place, so it was in really good condition. And, you know, so it was, I guess, in 1855, it was also dug up during emergency repairs to the State House, but it was put back and reset. So they've tried to keep this box safe. And I just think it's so fascinating. So cool. Just the whole thing embedded in there. And smart. They threw coins in, and I bet the notes were interesting. And who knows what other, you know, what other kinds of things were thrown into the time capsule. But can you just imagine them saying that? Like, hey, let's put some things in a box and bury it. Sam Adams, let's bury some things. And Paul Revere. And who knows, you know, in future generations, what will come of it. I love it. It'd be so cool to find that. Like, I'm thinking now, should I dig up my backyard? Maybe there were some patriots in Dallas, Texas, that buried something of value. I can tell you that the people who did have my house previously, nothing like the time capsule, they hid Easter eggs for their kids, and they hid them so well that my dog, Mahalo, is still digging them up. Every once in a while, he'll come in the house, and he'll have this Easter egg, and I'll think, this is 20 years old. And of course, you open it up and it has like 5 cents in it because they were burying money or things in Easter eggs. But I think that time capsule would be pretty wild. If you were a worker, you know, you're a hard hat guy and you're sitting there and you're chipping away and you say, wow, what's this? And then you realize that you've got a piece of history and they have to suddenly stop too, by the way, and call in the museum guys. That'd be wild. So, hon, how was your day at work? Oh, we found an old box. I think Paul Revere threw some things in this old box. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
That time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.